Foxtrot. And Kilo 8 Echo, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, the station is not need to check in again. But any additional stations for that call now.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, number 10 on the list, I got you. Any other? Any other check-ins? Get to it there, and not to worry if you didn't make it in. We'll be getting another call from stations here in approximately 10 minutes or so. Okay, let's go to the section leader here, the KAGON. Your comments, stand by for us. Over.
All right, WD8USA and the MIARPSC net. Good afternoon, Joe. Excuse me, Joe, thank you for taking net control this afternoon, and Brett for doing the pre-net. Let's see here. I hope everybody's staying warm and dry this afternoon. Get the snow is on its way here. We've got a couple of things coming up this week. Tuesday is when the section reports are due to be sent in to headquarters. And it's Wednesday evening. While the government may be shut down, Region 5, FEMA Region 5 Oxcom is not, so we'll continue to have our subcommittee meeting on Zoom. And then Thursday evening is the Michigan Oxcom work group. Other than that, should be a quiet week coming up. Hope everybody stays safe, warm, and healthy this year. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to net.
Okay, Matt, so I'll tell you, I really wish I could come to those Zoom sessions, but I'm right in the middle of my conference season, and I got rehearsals almost every night this next week. So give my best to the guys, I appreciate it. And Roger on the winter weather. If you don't have your winter gear and emergency supplies in your vehicle, you might want to think about that. And also a question I've got for the net, if you can answer it, is are you or your county on 60 meters? If not, why not? So we'll throw that in there too if anyone cares to comment on it. Thanks, Matt. Next we go to Brett, KD8RHB. Brett, your comments, stand by KHJBG. Over.
All right, WD8USA in the net. This is KD8RHB. Thanks for doing it, Joe. Yeah, good signal here. We got a pretty good roster today. So, but thanks again. Wanna first of all, Tuesday is Veterans Day, so wanna thank everyone that served and those of you on the net here listening. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Also, Wednesday is our CERT meeting, and then on Friday morning, I'm doing a call or whatever. It's like I'm doing like a Zoom interview for a podcast for CERT and emergency activation and communication with the PIO from the city of Battle Creek. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity. So then it'll be sent out at a later date, but yep, looking forward to that. Other than that, got a few inches of snow on the ground here today, down here in the bottom part of the state, southwest Michigan, District 5, so other than that, not too much more to add. So as far as 60 meters, Joe, yeah, I use, for our county, it's not something that we use all the time, or really, so we should. Do use it for for some of the other avenues that you know. So that's all I got in that regard. This is KDRHB. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, good enough, Brett. Thank you for your comments this evening. Couldn't agree more. And I always knew you were camera material, so I think they picked the right guy for it. And another plus on 60 meters is that there are several stations very, very close to every one of our frequencies on 60 meters, and it wouldn't be any stretch for them to just dial over a couple of KCs and get on our frequencies in a disaster. And so they're really close, and they do listen. Control. All right, Sergeant, thank you for your comments. Moving along here, KHABD. Comments, Jim, stand by at 8OBU. Over.
WD8USA and the net. Thanks for running the net, Joe, and thanks to Brett for bringing up the pre-net there. At first, I'll address your question. Yes, a couple of us do have 60 meters, while the EOC does not have HF capabilities, it has the ability to access people that do. So, sorta is kind of the answer there. Other than that, things here are kind of quiet. We got a little dusting on the ground here, nothing major, but it's definitely got snow. So it is time for winter. We're bringing up our newgroups.io site for the Washtenaw RFC, and we got the Racy's people all in. Everything's there. Now we'll move to the other half and get the full RFC in. Just taking things nice and slow and easy and making sure it's done without any major issues. So it's very nice to have that newgroups.io and keep things going there. With that, I'd like to thank the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, specifically the Emergency Management Services Group, for funding that group's IO. That's much appreciated. Other than that, regarding the county, basically we're sort of looking forward to the literary long winter nap. And while I like winter, it's a nice time to do indoor hobbies. So with that, I will kick it back to Joe. And everybody stay nice and warm. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, ECRO, Washtenaw County.
Okay, Jim, thank you for your comments. And I couldn't agree more. It's a great time for us to work. You all should have your outside work done by now anyway. So if not, oh boy, put on your Carhartt. Yep, you're absolutely right. Any job goes a lot smoother when it's meticulously thought out in steps and then gradually done in increments and not rushed. Because if you rush through a job, you're going to possibly run into errors, especially starting up any kind of radio station. So, believe me, I know that to be the case. So, slow and easy wins the race. Thanks, Jim. All right, we'll break with you at OBU. Your comments, stand by John. Over.
All right, you don't really have anything worthwhile to add. Got a whopping 3/4 inch of snow here. Other than that, I'm still in my pajamas. I decided today was a not-go-anywhere day, so I stayed home and made myself some cookies, and I'm actually working on an SB200 amplifier from a Silent Key. I was asked to help clear his estate, and of course, before I got there to check anything out, they tore the complete estate apart, so all I walked into was a pile of stuff sitting in a pile, and no way to verify what worked and what didn't work before I tried to help, but I guess that's what you deal with. All right, back to net control. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be sitting here listening. Can it over you?
And it'll be you in the Michigan, and that WD USA. And I'll bet you they didn't take their time disassembling it. They just yanked it out. So that's unfortunate, but that kind of stuff happens. And all you can do is just deal with it. And Roger, I'm staying home. Today's a perfect day for that. We just kind of like skipped the snow here. It didn't stick on the lawn, but boy, it sure stuck on the lawn. I'll tell you that. It was quite a shocker when I got up this morning. Well, great rest of your day. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, let's see here. KB PTW, John, you're up on comments. Stand by TKZ, Mike, over.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, it looks like a nice sunset coming. It's kind of gray, but it's really kind of nice this time of year. I saw a little bit of the snow. Actually, it was kind of funny. I thought it kind of looked a little bit pretty, and then I thought, yeah, a couple months, I might not feel the same way, so I'm going to try to enjoy it while I can. And as far as 60 meters is concerned, I think we have at least three stations in Midland County that are active on 60, and I'm one of them. So, you know, I have several radios with 60 meters. I don't see why one would not use it.
So that's my comments. Have a good afternoon. KBA-PGW.
Okay, good enough, John. Thanks for your comments. Yep, it's 40 and 75 is not working yet, or 60 is. So there's your in-betweener in the length of the ray bay that might just save your bacon rather than not be able to communicate at all. So just another two or two about, and even one, two routes to cross you, as we all know, not sure. So thank you for your comments, John, and your work with the digital NPS radio network. Appreciate it. All your CW activities, good stuff. Now I'll break with you and see Mike, WDATT, see your comments for that, and then we'll take a standby, over.
Good afternoon, Joe. WDUSA and Michigan ARPS CNET, WBTQZ up here in Rock City, ECRO for Breath Kilgane and Max, MITN Net Manager. Well, about 32 degrees right now. Got up to 2 inches of snow on the ground this morning and more coming down, and a low of about 24. They had it in the forecast last night, but I didn't believe it. We almost never get it, especially if there's lake effect involved, but son of a gun, somebody knew what they were doing. So anyway, no big deal. Did not run out and put the snowblower on the tractor. I think I've got a while for that. I believe it's going to melt here in a day or two. The county did remember where they parked the plow trucks. They were out this morning. Got US 23 first, and got our road later in the morning or early afternoon. Definitely got 60 meters here. The county has no HF equipment anymore since they sold the mobile command trailer to Alpena Search and Rescue. So I guess I am it. And if we had to do something like that, we'd probably have to set somebody in there, VHF, and gateway things out through here. But that's always been a fallback position, and we are once again falling back to that. They're still looking for an EM. They gave up on the idea of sharing one with Alpena. They seem to think that they're still going to be able to find somebody that can take that job and do it right, do it on a part-time basis. I'm a little skeptical about that, but maybe they'll get lucky. That's all the news from here, except that I will not be around to do the RPCNet NCS for District 7 next week. We'll be on the road heading south for the holidays, so wish everybody well, and catch you when we get back. Back to you.
Okay, Mike, I kind of figured it was just about time that you were going to start heading south to the kids' place there, so I knew it was getting close. And Roger, that's usually the way that it works out. VHF, UHF relay it to a hand station in a different part of town to get on HF. So we'll have a bus of VHF or that way. We're rather lucky in the county. We're getting a new antenna out of here. We're getting a new radio room finally, and the county is moving coax up to the roof, and which is the hardest part. I guess we are going to use LMR 400 for that. And then they have two HF antennas and a whole array of VHF, UHF up there eventually. So that's in the works, and the local Red Cross building here, of course, has had it for about 2.5-3 years now. So once the county gets online, we'll be pretty well set. All right, Mike, very good. Thank you. Let's take a break here. This is Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service going up. WVUSA here, net control. Any additional stations wish to get over that call now?
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
AFWR, I got channel list number 11. Any other?
Net control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Macomb County.
Roger, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll call him, tell him a good evening. Good evening. Late afternoon, number 12. Any others? Any other checking? Okay, now they hear Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, and here comes for the standby Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Over. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, Uniform Romeo, your comment? Another Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, your comment? Your comment, over.